Proclamation number 5449, dated the July 26th, 1952. In my father's house are many mansions. Single quote. In my father's house are many mansions. Can you understand the meaning of my words? That I promise you dwelling in my father's house, but at the same time want you to know that a suitable abode is prepared to accommodate every one of my living creations. That I want to tell you that what you have not yet achieved on earth you can still strive to achieve in my kingdom, because I have countless possibilities to improve your development in the spiritual kingdom. I have not just the earth at my disposal, but all my creations are places to attain full maturity for the still imperfect soul until it has finally developed to the point that, in heavenly bliss, it will be able to take possession of the most magnificent spiritual creations, for wherever it stays is in my father's house, in the sphere of my infinite love, and it will always stay where the father has prepared a dwelling place which corresponds to its degree of love and its ability to reign and work in the realm to which it was assigned by me. In my father's house are many mansions. No being is homeless. The eternal home accepts all souls, yet this home has many different aspects. It can exhibit the most magnificent flower gardens and wonderful palaces, but it can also include infinitely vast barren regions which take ages to wander through. Yet even in these barren regions paths branch off which lead to areas full of flowers, and it just depends on whether the ramblers pay attention to these paths, whether they attentively try to find a way out from this barren region and also take this way out. Everyone will be accepted in my eternal home, and everyone has the right to take ownership of the dwelling. But what it consists of is entirely subject to their will. And therefore I say, in my father's house are many mansions. For every human being, every being, prepares its own place of abode depending on the degree of its perfection. Yet no matter how poor his dwelling is, through his will and his work it can really quickly be transformed, and the most delightful homesteads can arise if only the soul has the desire for it and diligently strives for fulfillment. In that case it will be supported by countless helpers who will create and work with the soul, and it can become a paradise-like dwelling place where previously was a barren and bleak region. One day every soul will return to its true home, but as long as it is still imperfect it will feel homeless, although it will have already entered the kingdom from whence it once had come. However, I have many schoolhouses, and higher development will advance for sure, even if it often requires a long time. One day the lost son will return home and reside in the mansion he once owned. He will stay in the father's house where all children are gathered around the father. He will be lovingly received by the eternal love, which will give him a seat next to himself. Yet infinite times will still pass by until all my children have found home again, until they can take up residence in my house. Infinite times will still pass by, yet I will not abandon any one of my children. The father's love attracts them, and not one of my children will be able to resist this love forever. Amen.